seeing is believing, or at least that's how the old idiom goes. Whether it's good or bad, when we hear of something incredible that's happened, when we hear of something that's not good has happened, when we hear of something, we want some proof. We want to either see it with our own eyes, we want to hear it from the horse's mouth, as it were. And we set up these kind of belief systems, right, where if it meets this standard, then I will believe it. And that's probably a good thing. It's good that we don't just believe everything that comes to us. And so we set all these things up. For example, recently I went skiing with Father Hocamp and with our pastor, the very Reverend Father Burrich, right? And Father Burrich had skied before, but I said, well, I'll see it when I believe it, if he's a good skier or not. And of course, we got to the hill, and Father Burrich is indeed a fine enough skier, very competent. We had a great day. And because I knew that he was a competent skier, I knew that we could go on some of the harder or the more fun hills, right? Maybe go a little faster, safely, of course, but we could have a little bit different of a day knowing that he was a good skier than we would have had if I didn't know what kind of skier that he was. However, when it comes to our faith, perhaps we look at things a little bit differently. Our gospel today kind of made me reflect a little bit on how fear and pride can kind of blind us. It can kind of blind us to these kind of standards of belief that maybe we've set up for lots of other things. Because even when we see, we might not be quick to believe, and even slower then to change our lives. Our very lengthy gospel recounts the healing of the blind man and the ensuing drama surrounding the fact that that healing took place on the Sabbath. Now, certainly there are a lot of lessons that we could take from this gospel. We could talk for a long time, but two things really stuck out to me, and that is the pride of the Pharisees and the fear of the parents of the man who was healed. So the pride of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were, you could maybe say, blinded by their pride. They wondered, first, was this man really healed? They didn't believe that he was actually healed. They thought that perhaps he was an imposter trying to speak up about this man, Jesus, and proclaim false miracles. And so they called in his parents to testify for him. And even when his parents testified that he had, in fact, been born blind, the Pharisees only come up with another excuse, that Jesus didn't really have good intentions, that Jesus was not this good man, but rather because he healed on a Sabbath, he was a sinner and not a good person. Now, it's easy to dismiss kind of what the Pharisees say in today's gospel, to think that perhaps we are above that. We would never do that, right? But of course, I know that even in my own life, I can think of examples where I've let pride come in the way of my faith and my beliefs, and maybe you can think of some for yourself. Now, perhaps worse, I think, is the fear of the blind man's parents. The parents of the blind man, as we said, were brought in to testify that the blind man was indeed born blind. And of course, his parents would know this all too well. Now, of course, you can imagine, you would think that the man's parents would be just ecstatic. They would be overjoyed. Their poor son, who was born blind, who had to sit and beg, as our gospel recounts, he was healed. He was able to see. But his parents were not ecstatic. They were not overjoyed. They were full of fear. They came before the Pharisees full of fear because they were scared that if they were joyful, if they did believe that Jesus did this, that they would be punished for it. They would be punished in a worldly way. They would be excluded from the synagogue. And so this fear prevents them from letting the miracle of their son's healing change their lives. They're indifferent to it. That is, they let from responding to the power of Christ is made impossible for them by their own fear. Now, I think these two observations stood out for me because I think, how often do we see God's miracles and yet we let doubt reside in our hearts? We come even here before Mass when we see the bread and the wine transubstantiated into Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity. How often do we go into the confessional? Well, hopefully we do, right? At least a couple times a year. If you haven't, come on in, right? But how often do we come into the confessional? Our sins are forgiven, but we still doubt. How often do we see God move people's hearts to faith, yet we still wonder? How often do we see healings? Maybe it's through spiritual healing of the anointing of the sick, or maybe even some of us have experienced or heard of someone receiving a physical healing, and yet we are quick to doubt and to dismiss, to be prideful and to be fearful. And I know, even as a priest, I find this even in my own heart when I see these things daily. And so we come before the Lord today. We do not succumb to pride and to fear. And we can maybe ask ourselves, what small habits of sin, whether they're, or even large ones, right, do we hold on to still by our pride and by our fear? What fears then keep us from loving God and others as much as we can? Because we come before the Lord today and we offer him that pride and that fear. We offer it to him when we don't know what to do with it. We offer it to him because we know that it blinds us and he wants to heal us of our blindness. So Jesus today asks us the same question that he asked the healed blind man at the end of our gospel. Do you believe in the Son of Man? You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he. And we pray that our response will not be like the pride of the Pharisees or the fear of the man's parents, but rather that of the man that was healed when he says, I do believe, Lord. I worship you.